B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's time now for the Bring the Heat line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Now you hit up the line, 610-771-9751. You leave your messages, and Andrew goes through them. He finds the best of the best, and he always finds the great calls and mines for gold. And now we're 2 days out, Ant, of the end of the Eagles season, so it's going to be interesting to see where people's head is. See if they're looking towards other teams, or are they still in Eagle mode, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
Because I'm still in Eagle mode.
I'm the same way. I'm depressed today. We started the show, which is you feel discombobulated.
Yeah.
You feel off kilter, out of sync.
I'm still waiting for Harper.
Yeah, I am too. That's going to help. Well, the idea of the rhythm of the week, your biorhythms are off.
Yeah.
There's no game to look forward to. It's Tuesday, and you go, oh, I can't wait till Wednesday. It's that much closer to Sunday. You go, there's no game.
Yeah. Well, what's so big about Sunday now?
Championship games we're going to watch because that's what we do, but
I got to tell you, Sunday right now, stock falling. That's a depreciating stock until next fall.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Chiefs and Patriots from just a sports fan perspective.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be the coldest. I was just talking to a friend of mine who works for the Chiefs. They're expecting the coldest game in the history of Kansas City.
Wow. 11 degrees is the high that day.
So they're doing the field, the whole thing. And it's at night. Mm-hmm. It's going to be
it's a low one that night.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. Like bitter,
the sun's going to be down by the time the kickoff happens at 6:40.
Well, long down.
Yeah, it's going to be frigid in KC.
Sun goes down, 5 o'clock, closer to five, a little before five these days.
So Andy's well insulated. He won't be cold on the sideline. That's a shot.
Yeah, come on, bro. That's a cheap shot.
That's a cheap shot.
That's 2 minutes, red, man.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, that's right.
Go to the sin bin.
Yeah, you got to go to the box. You're in the sin bin.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Well, let's see. I guess,
Jason's in the box.
What's in the box?
Yeah, I'm in the box. Not in the bagster. But let's get to I keep doing it. Bring the heat line.
Nick Foles, thank you for everything. Thank you for the Super Bowl. Thank you for everything you've done. Get the out of Philly. Let's the man be our franchise quarterback. No quarterback controversy here. Let's move on, fellas.
Whoa. Okay. Well, you don't have to kick him out like that.
Wow, that was outrageous. Get the boy out of town.
Nah, you can't kick him out. You got to just maybe escort him out of town. You know, I was saying to you during the break that one of the reasons I'm excited for next year is you get to unwrap Carson Wentz again.
Yeah.
You know, like when he doesn't play, I miss him. I know, and I appreciate Foles, and I appreciate watching him too.
You know, I mean, with all transparency, I'm a Wentzman, and I think you're a Wentzman.
Mm-hmm. I am. He's the future. And even though that doesn't mean that's no slight to Nick Foles in any way, shape, or form.
Because
that story is.
No, it was a great story. Listen, I grew to really like him. I'm going to miss him. I am. I'm going to miss him. I'm not going to miss the division among the ranks, but I'm going to miss him. And
well said.
What he did with Alshon. I mean, he's a great guy, like an awesome dude. He really is.
Hopefully, he comes back here in a coordinator role when his career's over. Because he'd be a good offensive coordinator, and a guy that has earned the respect of his peers. What's next?
Hey Carson, I hope you enjoyed the bench for these last two playoff rounds. I know we're moving on from Nick Foles, but Carson, get your together. Be 100% ready. No excuses. No blown leads. No nothing. Let's go.
What did he say? No what and no what?
No excuses, no blown leads. But that's not Carson's blown lead.
No, that was on Jim Schwartz. Now, one thing that did come out of that press conference today was that Doug did say that all three of his coordinators would be returning. So that's obviously Groh, Jim Schwartz,
and Fipp.
And Fipp.
The Fipper.
Dave Fipp.
The Fipper is a good coach.
Mm-hmm. The Eagles always seem to have good special teams.
I'm a fan of the Fipper.
Yeah. Going back to John Harbaugh when he was a special teams guy, he was great.
By the way, I would if, these owners, they all want these offensive dudes. I'd take a look at some of these special teams guys.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Tobe in Kansas City.
Yeah, those guys are at such a disadvantage with the rule changes now, too.
Yeah.
And if you're still good at coverage, and like the one kickoff late in that game, the Eagles, or in that game, was it a punt or a kickoff? But they tackled him like the 15-yard line. It's like, boy, that's great coverage.
It was great coverage.
Considering you can't get the running start.
Yep.
What's next?
This is Jeff Galoli, and I'm kind of not doing anything this week, and I could use some money. So any Eagle fans want to send me down to New Orleans with, like, a pipe, I'll be more than happy to Nancy Kerrigan, Sean Payton for everyone. No. I can't stand that loser anyway.
You know, it's funny, Jeff. You wouldn't be my first choice. I go Tyson first to take care of Sean Payton.
You would have get Iron Mike?
Yeah.
In his heyday?
Either that or maybe I go Jules from Pulp Fiction.
You're going to send Jules down?
I might as well send a contract killer down if I'm going to do anything. If I want to go get a pipe guy, why not just go Jules?
What's the whole thing that he cites?
Vegas.
What is the tale of the righteous man? I can't remember the whole speech. But you got to have
a sip.
Come
down upon thee with furious
vengeance,
furious anger. And
yeah, it's a great scene. That is a tasty burger.
Yes.
I don't want to.
So if you're going to send somebody, I'm not going to go Ghoulie.
Yeah,
he's
a Bobo hitman.
Right. I want to go Jules.
You can't go Bobo hitman.
Right.
No. Jeff Ghoulie.
I got to go Jules.
Yeah, my buddy claims he's an Eagles fan. He sent me a meme of the Patriots, of how they cheat and stuff. And I said, dude, who cares? That's irrelevant. Today, we should be pissed off about the Saints. And he responded, who dat? That's what he said. As a quote-unquote Eagles fan, he said, who dat? The day after we just got our hearts ripped out by the Saints.
That's a violation.
Stone violation. That's horrible. That's just like VG trumping up the Patriots.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I'm looking for it right now. I saw this tweet last night. I think Ian Rappaport sent it out regarding Tom Brady. In the 16 seasons in which he has started in the NFL, he's made the playoffs in 15 of 16. In 13 of those 16, he's gone to the championship game. I mean, that is insane. To go.
I don't care.
I know, but it is. Look, if you're going to give a tip of the cap, you give it to both of those two, because what they've done in this era in the NFL is very difficult. What's next?
You know, after sleeping on it, I've come to the conclusion that I hate the damn Saints more than I actually hate the Cowboys right now. Those smart son of a bitches, the little wear C-Mac, and then play our song in the locker room?
Yeah.
No, you are smug. And if it comes down to the Saints, the Patriots, and the Super Bowl, I'm going out and buying me a Tom Brady jersey.
Uh-oh. Oh, listen, without a doubt, if it comes down to it, I'm only getting on VG now because, to me, you got to root for Andy Reid and the Chiefs.
Okay, but if the Patriots beat Big Red?
Then I'm on the Brady bandwagon.
Is that right?
Well,
unless they play the Rams.
Yeah, unless the Rams, if it's New England, L.A., I don't care.
No, I'd still root New England. Because I don't want the Sean McVay people to be even louder.
Hey, you need to get a Sean McVay type.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They get every interview.
Who cares? I don't even pay
Kingsbury.
Attention.
They all look like the same guy, too. They're the same dude. Yeah.
What, like the nerdy dude?
No, far from it.
Well,
no, they're all
the
tall.
Frat boy who...
Yeah, they're all tall, got the stubble.
Now, if it's New England and the Saints, you hope for the meteor.
No, I'm rooting Brady all the way.
You're going to root Brady, huh?
Wait, you just slayed the dragon last year. You already took down the Patriots.
Yeah, but I don't want the Patriots to ever win again. Because I want the Eagles to end their run.
If they're playing Peyton, it's not even close.
Yeah, that's why I'm hoping for the meteor.
I got what you call Patriots trumpet. Like, I don't care about the meteor. I'm going all the way in.
Could you boycott the game?
On Brady. Wow, Patriots, Saints, boycott.
It's tough to boycott. Two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Wow. Two great coaches, despite what you feel about them?
I did it 1 year.
I did a boycott?
Yeah, I did it years
ago. What?
2002. Raiders and Tampa.
You couldn't bring yourself to watch it, could you?
No.
That was only a week after the game, too.
Yeah, it was really tough. And I said I was going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
and I didn't go to the movies. I kind of half watched. Like, I peaked.
Well, who was the lineman? Barrett Robbins that disappeared?
I got to tell you a story one time.
About that whole thing?
Oh, my God. The story's outrageous because my buddy Lincoln was on that offensive line.
Yeah.
And so, apparently, all season long, they were propping Barrett up. Like, he would come in during a game.
Bernie's propping him up?
Yes.
Wow.
He would come in during a game just oozing booze.
Like, sweating it out?
Like, it was, like, you know, sticking the huddle up.
Yeah.
And there would be times when he was whacked during the game.
Really?
Oh, whacked out of his mind during the game.
Wow.
And, like, they're you know, and they're propping him up.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole story, they were looking for him.
Confined.
When he went AWOL and he went to Tijuana.
Is that where he went, Tijuana?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
The stories are like legendary. Like some of the stuff.
Yeah, he was disturbed, the guy, right?
It's horrible. Yeah, like he had bad case depression.
Yeah.
Had some home problems at home.
Yeah. The Rich Gannon in that Super Bowl in the Tampa Bay. I remember that later that night, I think it was. Or no, the next day, it was Warren Sapp was on like the Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Yeah, no.
And I'm going, this guy.
And apparently, they weren't, like, crumb. Some of the guys weren't fond of Rich.
Of Gannon?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Some of those 30 for 30 here.
Yeah. Oh, that's a definite 30 for 30.
Oh, very interesting.
Like, there was a play where Lincoln got mad at his line. This wasn't the Super Bowl, but another time where they were upset at Rich and they let him get smashed.
They matadored him on purpose?
On purpose, yeah.
Oh, he could have got seriously injured.
Because they hated him, yeah.
What, was he an arrogant SOB? Or just like a control freak? Or
he didn't have the way with guys. Like, he wasn't a...
Oh, he couldn't meld in with the group?
Like, let me ask you a question. Like, Rich did this one time. Like, you... Quarterbacks need to take care of their offensive line, right? For, you know, Christmas gifts. And
yeah.
Right, like, so...
You don't get him a case of beer either. You get him, like, a Rolex.
So, at the time, he had a deal with, like, a Today's Man type of store. And so, he got them all gift certificates at this Today's Man.
But he didn't go into his pocket.
But they were like, dude, you can't expect offensive linemen to buy suits off the rack.
Oh, it's not going to fit. You got to go custom.
Right.
Yeah.
So, there was a bit of a...
Disconnect,
apparently. But it's a great 30 for 30.
And Mikey Miss used to say, for my suits, I shop at Yesterday's Man. Not Today's Man. Yesterday's Man.
Yeah.
What's next?
Anthony Dario. Dario Sarge.
Hello, Dario.
It's cold. Not as cold as Minnesota. I am going to rain threes. You know why, Aunt? Because I can.
Because I can.
That's awesome. I miss you, Dario. We miss you. Come back home, Dario. Get out of Minnesota. Minnesota's horrible.
Because the friendship is it's a better one.
We miss you, buddy.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Dario tonight in the house.
We're going to be there. Watching Dario. No Cub tonight.
Sitting behind Taj Gibson, Dario.
Yeah, I know. I don't get that a little bit. They need to Dario back.
We were talking about it earlier. Take the bus, leave Dario. Real simple.
Take the bus, leave the Croatian.
Yeah, and we'll ship.
That is the best.
We'll UPS out Markel
leave
Fultz.
Leave the Croatian.
Yeah, and we'll put him in one of those big wooden crates, yes. You know, with all the foam peanuts. We'll mark it fragile.
Man, he would be perfect right now. They could use him. This Wilson Chandler, I don't feel. He's not, should not be starting.
They need that. They need a little bit of that toughness that Dario brings, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Dario did some good grunt work, man.
That Dario would love to come back to in a heartbeat, right?
Oh, did he escape there?
Yeah.
Could you, first of all, you imagine?
If the weather's like there.
You know, he's from Zadar, right? No,
I see you love saying that, Zadar.
I love Zadar. That's where my buddy Marco is from. But it's this Venetian town that juts into the water.
So that's the Mediterranean?
Yeah, beautiful. The beautiful sea. It juts into the sea. And he's a sea creature, Dario. You know, like that area is like, you know, it's like the Riviera.
Uh-huh.
So he's always out, sun, water,
uh-huh.
Bikinis. That's what Dario's used to. He's not used to Minnesota.
Wait, what does he again? What'd you say he was? A sea creature?
Yeah, he's a sea creature.
Not a cobra. That's Carson.
No, right. Carson's
a cobra.
No, Dario's a sea creature.
I'm the penguin.
Yeah.
The bro's a great white.
He's a sea creature.
I'm
Dario.
Looking at, I just Googled Zadar, Croatia. Boy, it looks beautiful. Yeah, look at the water.
Yeah, it's got a fortress. You see the fortress?
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, Uncle Marco's got a
canals and stuff.
He's got an apartment right there in the middle of town.
Wait, where's Dario at? In the Zadar Harbor area?
Yeah, he's right there. Zadar, not Zadar. Zadar.
Zadar. And they got like the clay roofs on all the house. The roof.
Beautiful, yeah.
To your
yeah.
point about him wanting to be in Philly, he spoke with Sarah Todd of the Inquirer, and he said, I didn't trade myself. I never asked to leave. Philadelphia was my first NBA home, and it always will be.
Wow.
Yeah, now he would love it. First of all, you're stuck in what NBA player wants to play in Minnesota?
Not Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that's hell, because it's not Chicago, right? Chicago, you guys. It's still Chicago.
Great city,
It's cold, but it's Chicago. Ew. It is the worst. That Minneapolis is hard because the weather in the wintertime, it's terrible.
You got a big mall there.
Yeah, that mall is the worst. We experienced that mall last time. It's a bane on culture, that mall.
Hmm.
First of all, malls in general kill culture. And Minneapolis has zero culture.
Yeah, the malls are going by the wayside.
Yeah, they should.
They're doing the Main Street things now, and Amazon and online shopping is so big. Zadar. The water's like clear, like the Caribbean.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, and
we should go over there and do the show with Dario in the off season.
Well, Marco can make it happen.
Yeah, we can make. I'd like to go there.
It's a beautiful place.
The water.
That's where all of Rush, all the Rush, all your people, the Russians.
My people?
Yeah, the Russians.
I don't know. I'm not down with the Russians.
Yeah, you're more Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with the Canucks.
Yeah.
Up north, but I'm not going Russian.
Yeah, well, that's Eitan, yeah.
Yeah.
All the Eitans, that's where they summer. No, the Russians summer in Zadar.
So the Russians summer and the Europeans holiday.
Yes.
All right. I'm getting the hang of this now.
No.
You like Anthony Bourdain?
Yeah. All the Europeans summer. They summer.
Oh, they summer?
Yeah. It's called a holiday.
They go on holiday.
Yeah.
And they summer.
Yeah.
All right. See, every time that I've gone, like when I was in Mexico, the people from Europe that are there, the day one, they're in mid vacation mode. They take no time to decompress.
Well, they take usually all of August off.
Yeah. Well, I need like a week to get into vacation.
See,
we
work too hard as a country.
We're idiots.
Like, we live
to work.
Yeah, and they work to live, is sure.
Yep.
But they'll go on these vacations, ridiculous vacations.
Like four times a year.
They last 6 weeks.
Yeah. Extravagant. But when they get there, the moment, like, I get on vacation, it takes 4 days just to really kind of
unwind, yeah.
Yeah, they get there, and they're going right
away.
It's
a gift.
Yeah, it is. 610-632-0975.
I could do that.
75. Yeah, I could see that. We're back after this on the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about Parks Casino. We were there last week. Parks is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that sports book up there, beautiful. All the restaurants, beautiful. But here's something you may not know, that Parks also has the turf clubs. That's right. They own the South Philly Turf Club, and that is open for gaming. That's right. So it's great news. You live downtown, you're headed to the game, or, you know, whatever it is, you want to bet the game before it starts. It's right there, 700 Packer Avenue in South Philadelphia, right by the stadiums. You can't beat it. Right off the bridges, you know, going to the game, you make a pit stop. Parks Racing and Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino, has the beautiful sports book at the casino in Bensalem, right where we were last week, like I told you. And tomorrow, you're invited as they are testing to the public starting at 2 p.m. The South Philly Turf Club sports betting in South Philly will officially launch Thursday, 2 p.m. pending PGCB approval. Parks really has it together with sports betting. By the end of the week, two locations, right? And then you can check out the Bet Slip Builder app that they created, which is incredible. South Philadelphia Turf Club sports betting and Parks Casino sports book. Amazing. At Parks Casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, so you guys saw something, and I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, I just saw this tweet from Jason Stark, and he'll be on Mike's show today, by the way, to give an update on this. But obviously, you know, the Machado Harper sweepstakes has been underway. It's day 74 now, by the way. And Jason quote tweets a Matt Gelb tweet. And what Jason says is what Matt, meaning Matt Gelb, Ken Rosenthal, and himself have heard consistently this week is that the Harper / Machado Derby could now drift into February. And he says, here's what Matt Gelb with the most comprehensive look at where the Phillies stand with both. Yeah.
That's pitchers and catchers are reported at the middle of February.
Yeah. And I mean, it's day 74 already. Like, the one thing that the NFL is great at.
I mean, look, you know, first of all, Machado's going to sign, and then Harper can sign. Everybody knows
it's a waiting game.
That Harper is the most important guy.
Yep.
So Machado's just going to sign somewhere.
Well, look, teams are figuring if I don't get one of them, I'm going to go for the other, but which maybe has the Phillies in play for both. I don't know, but it's day 74. The great thing about the NFL and free agency is that first day is insane. You have the legal tampering period, right? That all of that going on, and then the explosion at whatever time it starts, like 3 o'clock, right? You hear all these signings. You're going, oh, my God, look, this guy went here, and this guy. We got this guy.
Right.
And it happens on that day. It's huge. Same thing in the NBA. Remember that last year?
Yes.
And the same thing in the NHL. But baseball, it's like drug out over time. Hot stove used to be great. But now it's this drag out waiting game.
Well, that's why the NFL works, because there's a compact free agency period.
Instant satisfaction and gratification. And baseball is dragging us over to Coles here. Like,
the
let's
NBA,
go.
It lasts a week.
Yeah, and it's done. There's a couple of ancillary guys here and there.
That's what it should be.
Yeah, it should be a boom. But in baseball, because these super agents like Boris, drag it out.
I agree. They got to change the rules, man. Yeah. Like, the way the NBA does it is right.
It's great.
The other thing,
it's an explosion when it happens.
Yeah.
The other players that aren't anywhere near the level of Machado and Harper, they're not signing yet either, because they're waiting to see how much those guys get paid
to set the market.
That's a trickle down.
Like Mike Moustakas, he's not going to get $300 million, but he can say, all right, I am close to this type of player like Manny Machado, so give me 150, give me 175.
Well, the other thing, Andrew, is that if a team that's in on Harper or Machado doesn't get him, then they're willing to pay more for a guy to get a Moustakas, because
yes,
they missed out. And those guys are sitting around waiting where the hole's going to be, and the team that gets left out, left at the altar. So the trick, you're right, the trickle-down effect is insane.
No, this whole thing's absurd.
Oh, my.
You got baseball can't get out of its own way.
Totally agree.
It's amazing. I love that sport. It's amazing. From these, I still go back to, could you imagine you play way too many games in this climate, right? In 2019, you play all these ridiculous games that will mean nothing, and then you have a one-game playoff for a sport that is based off a series play. The whole sport is based off a series play. And that stupid wild card is one game?
A playing game. And you may be in a situation where you're best because there's no rest.
And then you go five games. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And then you go five games. They got to redo this whole sport. They do. It's a great sport and they're killing it.
Well, I'd like to get your, at some point here, next couple of days, I'd like to get your five-point plan. Can you write that up?
I already have it. No, I did it before. Yeah.
I want you to unveil it tomorrow.
Yeah,
Anthony's five, and don't want to come for me because I'm labeled as a baseball hater because I want to lessen the games and limit the shift.
It starts with limiting games. Yeah. I need to pare the schedule down. I just do. Look, I know it's local revenue because of its local TV media packages,
content.
I got too many cities where they just don't matter. and you play too many games. And you play it during the worst time of the year. Like, there's nothing worse than meaningless September baseball.
Mm-hmm. Up against the NFL.
Why even bother?
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not one of the teams that's in the mix.
Correct.
Then it's what's the point?
And you know, if you limit the games and you end the season August 31st, you actually have you still have a pennant race. So you still have a race to see who gets in the playoffs. And so the month of August is spent trying to get into the playoffs.
Yep.
And August is a terrible month for baseball because it's dog days of August.
It's meaningless.
Right, the dog days.
Yep, and at least some of those storylines of being in the mix, and more teams will stay in the mix longer with less games.
Yes, and then you get less games, and then you can expand your playoffs.
The right way.
They should be like the NBA. It should be two seasons.
Yeah, they need to think progressively, Anthony, and they have not done that. Midday Show Takeover brought to you by Window Nation. Call Window Nation today and save $200 off every window, plus no down payment, no payments, and no interest for one full year. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. We got to check our poll today, too, which is brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900, plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4-NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Here's the question Andrew put up. Like an old girlfriend, are you ready to move on from Nick Foles, knowing that he probably won't return next season? 81% of the respondents said, I'm ready. Thank you, Nick, but I'm ready to move on. Move back to Carson.
Wow, 81!
Yeah. 19% say, no, I can't move on. Now, Nick didn't have his greatest game. Recency bias always plays in. You know what I mean?
Holy moly!
I was surprised on that.
I'm stunned!
There's 1,600 votes on it, too. It's not like it's 300 votes.
I'll be honest with you, I'm stunned. We didn't get any calls about it.
Uh-huh. Very interesting, right?
Like, we've started the show, other than the weird thing which we have to deal with all week long where our biorhythms are out of whack. The idea of no Nick Foles, I thought for sure that we would be hearing from people.
Yeah. I'm surprised, too. Well, how quickly people fall out of love and ready to move on.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I'm shocked because he didn't play poorly. He didn't play well. He didn't play great against the Saints. But, you know, at the end, he's still Mr. Clutch.
I agree.
You say what you want, but, you know, Foles is Mr. Clutch, right?
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't his fault that at the end of that game.
Right.
So, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Ray in Levittown on the clock. What's up, Ray?
Hello.
Yo, Ray.
What's up, buddy?
Hey. Train of thought changed about 14 times on hold today. You get all kinds of stuff going. But, was it Nick from Collegeville saying, you know, like there's a lesson for Carson to learn? There is a lesson. When the offensive line's not doing well, it's really tough to be a quarterback. Nick learned it today. I mean, or on Sunday. It seemed like, you know, everything was great, and then offensive linemen started getting hurt, and it goes to crap. It's pretty obvious.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I think with Carson, though, I think one of the big things he has to do is he's got to be really cognizant of opening himself up to shots.
Well, yeah, but you know what? If you ask me, and I it's just my opinion, I think he got hurt in London, and he got creamed by two guys at the same time, which should have been at least roughing the passer, and at most, both of them being ejected, if you remember the play.
Yeah.
And in that instance, again, there was never a pocket to begin with. It were on him so fast that don't tell me he was holding the ball too long. He didn't have a quarter of a second till they creamed him because nobody blocked him.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. I agree.
But, you know, there's a lot. But you know what? As far as I thought, you would be inundated with, you know, keep Foles calls. I can't believe that.
I'm stunned, dude. I'm stunned. Ray, we've been talking. You remember that day? I'm shocked. I'm shocked that we haven't had it.
Yeah, and just as a side note, Sonny did not diminish my faith in the Dimes. It just maybe that was just him saying, "Look, man, it'll be okay for next year."
The Dimes. That was a great story. The faith. The Dimes. We'll talk
Finding
to you.
The Dimes, yeah.
We'll talk to you during the NBA or the MLB playoffs, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Ray.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, brother. Yeah.
The Dimes. That was great.
Yeah.
You find a dime, it's good luck. That's what Ray says.
Yeah. Well, that's one of those signs, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's from someone above, right?
Yep, that they're with you. It's a sign. Dropping dimes. We'd like to get a shooter in here that could drop the dimes.
Yeah, you got that right.
Right? D. Pisaniak on Twitter says, this is why baseball will always be last now. They don't get it, and they can't get out of their own way. It's a joke. And it's just dragging on this thing with Harper and Machado and the trickle-down effect. It's like, come on.
Oh, it's foolish, man. Come on.
Well, let's Esser get off the pot
here.
Come on.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think they all know what the money is at this point, too.
We need to change this. This is ridiculous.
Anthony Preziosi tweets in and says, baseball can't think progressively because they are too rooted in the past. Too much concern over records and numbers. Fewer games and fewer teams will be perfect, but the players' union will never allow it. And they got a strong players' union. Midday Show is back after this on The Fanatic.
All right, let me tell you about the uncles, Greg and Paul, my boys, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You need the uncle. The uncle is kind of the wisdom person, the guy who steers you. You need advice. Maybe you're in some heat, hot water. You know, it's life, right? When hot water happens, that's where the uncles come to play, man. You go see them. They take good care of you. They steer you the right direction. Like, say you need a new vehicle. And you're going, what am I going to do, huh? And Uncle Greg says, come see us. The Start Something New sales event's going on right now. You can drive home a new Jeep. Forget this, $129 a month. That's right. Just $129 a month. That's it. Only at Family. I mean, you probably spend that in Chinese food during the week. You'll get oil changes, state inspection, loaner cars, no charge. At Family, your buying experience always fun, fast, and friendly. The best service after the sale. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations during the Start Something New sales event. At Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, when you go see the uncles Greg and Paul, you're more than a customer. Yep, Family in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime, familyautos.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, so before we get out of here, because Mikey Miss is coming up, and I'm sure he'll have a lot to say with the Howie Doug news conference, and it is Carson. But we got to get to Tom, because Tom, I'm surprised there were no, we didn't take any Foles over Carson calls, but I think we have our first one.
Yeah, Tom from Bluebell's on the Fanatic. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, how you doing? Smartitas, how you doing?
Great.
I'm not saying it's overwhelmingly that way, but Nick Foles proved to me that obviously that we can win with him. So he's going to, I look at the two. One's been hurt the last 4 to 5, 6 years that he's played football. One, doesn't seem like he gets hurt. One's going to cost us probably, $30 million a year. One's going to cost us, say, $20 million a year. And again, I'm just throwing out suppositions to you.
No, it's definitely a good argument. I mean, I think you have an argument. I think you overstate the injury thing.
One last thing.
Yeah, sure.
One can also get us draft picks. One, a one and a two.
Right.
A one and a good player.
Yeah.
We're all going to agree we need to rebuild now.
No, I don't agree with that.
Huh?
I don't agree that they need to rebuild. They have holes. Every team does. You have turnover all the time.
Yeah,
Howie said 15 to 20% of your roster always turns over. But I don't agree that they need to rebuild.
You look at our offensive line. Brandon Brooks, he's for all intents and purposes done until at least middle of the next year, if not beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Peters has got to go. That's two huge chunks of our offensive line.
Yeah, but you have some guys in place that maybe can step into that position.
You need to draft a guard.
I just think there's more.
Well, might not be him.
There's more advantage to letting Wentz go, and I don't think you lose that much. I think the game is called differently for Nick Foles, and I think it's a better way that suits his talent than I think the game is called for Wentz.
But the one thing, Tom, I want to ask you real quick, and we got to go, here's the thing. In the beginning of the year, Foles did not look good in weeks one and two. We know when the pressure's on in those must-win times, he's great. But the other times, let me finish. He leaves a little to be desired in those other situations.
He was looking over his shoulder.
No, he wasn't. Carson was injured.
We didn't know that when he was going to come back.
Well, then he would be looking over his shoulder last week or 2 weeks ago, too, because Wentz was not put on the IR. You can't give me looking over his shoulder. That's a thin answer. And I appreciate everything Foles did. But to me, there's not even a question of which way I go. There's not even a
no, listen, I don't hesitate for a half a second. I think Tom laid out an argument.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you can lay out an argument. I mean, the argument simple is this. If you feel like the drop-off from Carson to Foles isn't a cliff dive, you could get more. You're going to get real assets for Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what this doesn't take into account is what you project. See, I project Carson to be an elite talent and an player.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that Carson can still be that player, and I think and he's young. I mean, he's younger than Nick. So
4 years.
To me, it's much more beneficial to have Carson because I gain he's 26. He just turned 26.
Yeah, I think he's 26. I think he turned 27 this summer, I believe.
No, December.
He just turned December.
He just turned 20th, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, wait, I didn't celebrate his birthday. I wasn't over there blowing out the Wentz candles.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, I was.
Same birthday as LeBron and Tiger.
Happy birthday, dear Carson.
You go, dear. with the Revenant playing in the background. Right.
Happy birthday,
Sam Elliott.
Dear Carson.
Happy birthday to Carson.
But here's the thing. You know, when you look at him at 26, I mean, you're still looking at a dozen years of a quarterback.
Spry 26.
Like, I don't know, I don't know what, with Nick's shelf life is. I don't even know what he's going to be like next year.
Mm.
So, to me, I'm on the keep Wentz side. Yeah. But I do think there's an argument. Yeah. And I thought
Tom made
a good argument.
Yeah. Coming up, Jason Stark and Sal Powell with Mikey Miss today on this Tuesday. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. We'll be back tomorrow on a Wednesday, but stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. He's got you 2 to 6 and got you right here exclusively on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.